wonderful blessing to gather together and worship our Lord.
实在是一个美丽的祝福，让我们能够一起来啊赞美我们的神。
I have been asked to share on Philippians 3:10.
这次大会安排我来交通腓立比书第三章第十节。
Where Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering in that being conformed unto his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I've already shared on it once.
我已经讲过第一个信息。
Our brother Godwin is sharing on being conformed to his death.
那我们孙弟兄也交通到这一个效法他的死这个题目。
And our brother Ted, who promised he wouldn't share on it, spent more than an hour trampling in the vintage of Philippians chapter 3.
然后我们广纯弟兄呢答应不讲这个题目，他讲了1个钟头。
We dare not grow weary from this passage.
然后我们不会因着这信息我们一直在讲，让我们有一点听多了。
And we're touched by the depth of this scripture, even as we sang that song tonight, My Goal is God.
那么接着今天晚上我们刚刚唱的诗歌能够讲到神是我们的目标。
Now let's just have a word of prayer, asking the Lord to help us tonight.
我们一起祷告。
We come to you, Lord Jesus, the true and faithful witness.
我们一起来到我们的主耶稣面前，那一位真实的见证者。
Whenever you said I am, God was there.
当你说到你是神，就在那儿。
Now you have called us to be your witnesses.
你呼召我们来做你的见证人。
And for this we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
为着这个缘故，我们需要圣灵的能力。
We wait upon you tonight, Lord.
今天晚上我们等候在你的面前。
You who renew those who wait upon thee.
你让等候你的人重新得力。
Strengthen our bodies, our minds, and our hearts.
你加添我们身心灵的力量。
To follow after thee.
让我们来跟随你。
We thank you for your precious word.
我们为着你宝贵的话感谢你。
Now open it to us by the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵把你的话解开。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Again, would you please turn to Philippians chapter 3?
请我们继续打开腓立比书第三章。
We want to continue looking at this testimony that Paul gives us in this passage.
我们要在这段圣经里面来看到保罗怎么样为基督做见证。
Let's begin in verse 7.
我们要从第七节念起。
But whatever things were gained to me, those I've counted loss for the sake of Christ.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
使我认识基督。晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，晓得他的死，效法他的死。
Not that I've already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
或者我也得以从死里复活，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And then let's turn to Isaiah 43 to look at a few verses in that chapter with our theme verse.
我们再看我们这次的主题圣经,
Isaiah 43, beginning verse 10.
我们从43章第10节开始。
You are my witnesses, declares Jehovah, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me.
第10节，耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。即使这样。” 便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。I,
even I, am Jehovah, and there is no Savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed, and there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾明说，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我也是神。”
And then down in verse 18 and 19.
18-19两节.
Do not call to mind the former things, or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert.
耶和华如此说：你们不要纪念从前的事。 也不要思想古时的事，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。We're
gathered here this week because God has called us. You are my witnesses.
这个礼拜我们大家聚集在这里，因为是神呼召我们来。
We read what our God said to Israel in Isaiah chapter 43.
刚刚我们读的以赛亚书43章是神对以色列人说的。
I am God. There is none other. I am He. I alone can save. I am God, and you are my witnesses.
耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。” 我是耶和华，除我以外没有别的救主。You
can see in this passage that witnesses have a secondary importance.
在这里讲到见证人有他的重要性，属于第二类的重要性。First
is God.
最重要的是神自己。God
speaks.
因为他说话。God
acts.
他行动。God
reveals himself.
他启示他自己。God
does something.
他行动。
If God doesn't do anything,
如果他什么也不做,
If God hides himself,
如果神隐藏他自己，
a witness has no value at all.
这样见证人就没什么见证好说了。
Jesus spoke to his disciples.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，我是复活，我是生命。
You are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证。
So why are we witnesses?
我们为什么来做见证人呢？
Jesus says, there is no other name under heaven and earth by which a man must be saved except Jesus.
因为天下人家没有赐下别的名，除了耶稣基督之外，我们可以靠着得救。
You are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证人。
I am the Lord Jesus.
我是耶稣是主。
I died and rose again.
我死了又复活了。
You are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证人。
We discover from Peter a very interesting factor in this matter of being a witness.
我们可以从彼得的身上能够看见做见证人的一个表现。
When Peter began to witness on the day of Pentecost,
你可以看到彼得从五旬节那天起站起来为耶稣做见证。
We discover that he gave us an important context to witness.
我们从他的见证里面可以看到两个要素。
He said, what you see is what the prophet Joel prophesied.
第一说到你们今天所看见的其实就是约珥书上所预言的。
In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
神说在末后的日子我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And so we are witnesses at the end of a time.
所以我们今天能够做见证因为我们是在这个末世的时间。
Peter said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit.
彼得引用这段圣经说到在末后的日子。
We are witnesses to this.
那今天圣灵降临我们就做了这件事的见证人。
What you see is a demonstration that this is the end of the age.
所以你们看见这件事情的时候就做了一个见证这是末世的日子了。
So we are to be witnesses of our God.
我们来为神做证人。
Now witnesses of God are different from an eyewitness in a court.
我们为耶稣做见证这件事跟我们在法庭上来做一个目击者的证人不一样。
In a court, a person gives an eyewitness account of what they have seen.
在这个出庭的时候那个做证人是把他在现场看见的事情说出来。
But a witness for God is more than that.
但今天我们为神做见证那比这个更多了。
Not only do they witness of the things that they have seen.
他们不单单是为他眼睛所看见的做见证。
As the apostles witnessed the resurrection of Jesus that they saw with their eyes.
例如当耶稣复活的时候这些使徒们是亲眼看见耶稣复活的。
But God's witnesses are to speak of the things they have seen in the unseen.
那么但是等到他们来为耶稣做见证的时候他们所做的见证是在看不见的世界里面所看见的。
Because God's witnesses walk under an open heaven and they see things that others cannot see.
那这些蒙神拣选做见证的人他们的一个特色是他们活在一个敞开的天他们能够看见那个看不见的世界。
And so we heard yesterday in Hebrews 11.
昨天我们彭弟兄交通希伯来书第十一章。
That those who had a good testimony were those who saw things unseen. So it was Abel. So it was Enoch. So it was Noah. So it was Abraham. They saw unseen things and bore witness to it.
在希伯来书十一章里面所列举的那四位见证人他们诸如亚伯以诺挪亚亚伯拉罕他们都有一个共同特点就是看见那个看不见的为那个做见证。
Now we are asked to be witnesses of things which are soon to take place.
然后我们又有一个责任来说到为这个马上要发生的事情来做见证。
You remember the Apostle John received the revelation of Jesus Christ of those things which must shortly come to pass.
你如果读约翰所写的启示录，在启示录里面，神对他说，你要为那些马上要发生的事做见证。
And so John witnessed.
所以约翰就为那个做见证。
I saw the glorious Son of Man among the golden lampstands.
他第一个就说到，我看见有一位人子行走在金灯台之中间。
I saw the Lamb come out of the throne of God and take the scroll.
我也看到一个像羔羊的，他从宝座出来，拿到那个小书卷。
I heard the angels say, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ."
他也做见证，他听见天使在那里喊着说，地上的国要成为我主与主基督的国。
I saw, and the dragon and his angels were thrown down from heaven.
他又做见证说，他亲眼看见那个龙被从天上扔到地上来。
I beheld the Lord say, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men."
然后他又做见证，他说他看见神的帐幕在人间。
And then, as we had in Isaiah 43, John said, "I saw Jesus say, 'Behold, I make all things new.'"
然后他又听见约翰说，我已经把万事都更新了。
Now, John saw all those things.
约翰看到那一些将来要发生的事。
He bore witness that these are shortly to come to pass.
马上就要发生的事，他先看见，他做见证。
And in the heavenlies, he saw them as already done.
在天上这些事情都已经做成了。
So when we see, the Lord says, "I am about to do something."
所以当我们见到这些要发生的事情的时候，主耶稣就说，我要做工。
Behold, I will do something new. Will you see it?
那么主说，我要做一些新事。那现在你看见了没有？
So why are we here as witnesses?
那今天我们在这里干嘛呢？
Are you here to hear my brother preach whatever he wants?
你来这里听这个弟兄说他喜欢想的吗？
Are we the witnesses and you're here to listen?
那我们在这里做见证，你们在只是听听而已啊。
What is the Lord doing right now in the midst of us?
那今天主到底在我们中间做什么？
Do we hear the testimony of others?
你有听见那些见证吗？
Are we here to receive some Bible knowledge?
或者你得到一些圣经的知识吗？
What do you see the Lord doing now?
所以问题是，今天你看见主在做什么？现在
，You are my witness.
那你就做主耶稣的见证人。
There was a famous Danish preacher.
有一个很有名的丹麦的传道人。
And this congregation sometimes criticized his messages.
那这些教会的听众常常批评他的。信息。
So he turned things around on his congregation.
所以呢，他就讲了一个比喻，希望把这个事情转一转。
He gave them a metaphor.
他就给一个比喻。
He said, "When you come for Sunday worship,
你们主日来敬拜主的时候
we imagine that this is a drama, a play."
那你能够想象，现在你们是来到一个戏剧的里头。
I, the preacher, am the actor.
那我是讲道的人，我是主角。
You, the congregation, you're the audience.
那会众呢，就是大家在那里听众。
And in any drama, off stage, there is a prompter who reads the lines, so you can, in case you forget.
那么然后在这个演剧的时候，就有一种东西叫做提示的这个提醒 演员可以看到这个要该讲什么。
So I am the actor, God is the prompter off stage.
所以呢，我是这个演员，神在后台呢就给这个提示。
But then the preacher said, "You're wrong."
那然后这个讲员说，你们错了。
He says, God is the audience.
神是那个听众。
You are the actors.
你们是那一个演员。
And I'm the one prompting from off stage.
那我在后台把这个讲词给你们。
So the issue isn't what we have to say here tonight.
那么今天问题不是说我们能说什么。
At the end of this age, in these last days, what are we witness to?
在这个末后的时代，我们去见证什么东西？
You are my witness.
你们是我的见证人。
So in Acts chapter 1 in verse 8, Jesus said, You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses.
在使徒行传第一章，主耶稣对他的门徒说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力做我的见证。
And so the disciples witnessed to the things that they saw and heard from the Lord Jesus. And many people got saved, and the kingdom of God, many were ushered in.
所以你就会发现，那一些门徒们从他们得着这个圣灵能力就开始为耶稣做见证，那教会就这样开始了。
Last time we mentioned that the Apostle Paul was one of those who was saved by the witness of Stephen.
那我们第一个信息里面提到，像保罗，他当年就是因为听见斯蒂凡的见证，影响了他，使他能够得救。
And we've already heard that in Acts chapter 26, Paul testifies.
在使徒行传二十六章，他也做了见证。
That when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
在他去大马士的这个路上，
Jesus said, "Now I have appointed you to be a servant and a witness of all that you have seen and all that you will see."
二十六章十六节说：“你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。”
So for the rest of Paul's life, when he went to a new city, he preached.How I met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
所以从那一天起，他就一个城一个城去为耶稣做见证，他怎么样改变。
He witnessed that Jesus was risen from the dead, that he was glorious Lord and Messiah.
所以他一路的见证都是提到耶稣怎么样从死里复活，耶稣怎么样成为基督，那基督。
But we remember,As he began to serve the Lord, and as he witnessed faithfully, the Lord began to open heaven and reveal more and more about who he was.
当他这样忠心地来为耶稣做见证的时候，他一面往前去，活在那个敞开的天，耶稣基督把更多的启示赐给他。
When Paul met Jesus, his Messiah, on the road to Damascus,
当保罗在大马士路上遇见这位弥赛亚的时候，
He had no idea he had met the creator of the universe.
他那一刻不见得知道他已经遇上了这位创造宇宙万有的弥赛亚。
But the more the Lord revealed of himself, the more Paul bore witness of it.
所以当他这样子一年一年服侍下去，主把他自己更多更多的启示给他。
And Paul became, what I say to young people, a steward of the macrocosmic Christ and the microcosmic Christ.
所以当他这样子认识基督的时候，一面来讲他认识的是一个宇宙的启示，也可以看到最微小的微观的启示，就是最大与最小。
Christ the Lord and preeminent in the whole universe and Christ dwelling in you.
一面来看讲到这一个在宇宙充满整个宇宙的基督，可是这一位基督又小到可以住在你这个小的人的里头。
Now seeing such greatness changed Paul, transformed him.
当他有这一个大的启示的时候，他把他整个都改变了。
Now I know I'm speaking to some people here who are very, very smart.
我知道我的听众中间有人非常聪明。
Could be somebody here with a double doctorate.
你可能有两个博士。
There's one double doctorate I cannot believe anybody can receive and remain sane.
能够一面有这些学位，但是能够还是头脑清楚。
Can you imagine being a doctor and professor of astronomy and doctor and professor of atomic research?
你能够想象，如果有一个博士上通天文，什么都知道，但是同时又可以研究最小的核子。
Now the astronomers are going crazy today.
今天研究天文的人已经发疯了。
The universe is exploding with galaxies and galaxies.
因为这个大爆炸一直在这个宇宙中无限的扩展，大的无穷大。
The more they build big telescopes and then send satellites out with cameras, they're seeing unbelievable things.
所以人就一直送火箭、太阳望远镜。越来越好，想看到宇宙的边，看得越看越多。
It is driving them crazy.
让他们都发疯了。
Maybe there's some astronomer here. Maybe you're crazy, aren't
you? 可能我们中间有这样的人。
But can you imagine also being a doctor in atomic research under the microscope, seeing that whole universe that can't be seen, even particles you don't see, but you know it's there. It's crazy.
然后。有一些专家就专门拿着这个电子显微镜看那个最小最小的东西，平常眼睛看不见的，他在那边钻钻钻钻，所以也要发疯了。
I only know one guy who is a professor in physics. That's Christian Chen, and his head almost explodes.
我认识一个基督徒，他是研究天文的，那就是我们的陈教授。
Here is Paul's witness.
这里你看到保罗作见，为耶稣作见。
You cannot know the macrocosmic and microcosmic Christ without being overwhelmed with the unfathomable riches that are in Christ Jesus.
当你能够有这样关于基督无限大的宇宙的这一位创造者，同时又能够认识他是这样的渺小的，能够在你的里头。而你这个人没有起到彻底的改变，这是不可能的。
But Paul boiled it all down in his beaker to its very essence. Christ is my life. Christ is my supply. Christ is my goal.
所以他就可以因着这样的启示。神帮助他能够把他总结下来，变成基督是我的生命，基督是我的目标，基督是我的一切。
Now we spoke about that last time.
我们上次讲了。
Tonight we want to speak on the knowledge that Paul is reaching out to yet to be attained.
那今天晚上呢，我们要继续往下走。就是我们要来看保罗怎么样继续的来追求认识基督，而这个是他以前没有认识的。
And when you look at his testimony there in chapter 3 of Philippians from verses 7 through 14, there are tremendous fragments that need understanding in his testimony.
那这段话就是我们刚刚念的，在第三章腓立比书。
He says he wants to be found.In Christ.
他说我要在基督里面来找到我。
That's not talking about his salvation.
这个绝对不是讲到他的救恩。
There's something more there.
在这个救恩之外还有更多的东西。
And he wants to know more about Christ in the power of his resurrection.
他说我还要 认识晓得他复活的大能。
And there is more of Christ to be known in the fellowship of his sufferings.
然后又要另外一个领域在交通于他的苦难里面来认识基督。
There's yet more of Christ to know as I'm conformed unto his death.
然后他说还有一个领域就是要磨成他的死的形状，这是另外一个领域。
And then Paul mentioned some things yet to be attained.
然后他再继续说，有一些东西是基督要我得着的。
I want to lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of.
就是在他十一节里面说到，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
I don't consider myself to have attained it yet.
然后他说，我并不以为我已经得着了。
I want to gain Christ.
我要得着基督。
I want to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
我要达到那个死里上好的复活。
There is a goal ahead of me.
在那里有一个目标。
There is a prize waiting for me.
有一个奖赏等候等到的我。
There is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
在那里有一个更高的呼召在基督里面呼召我。
All of these fragments, and Paul shares them, rolls them one upon another in his testimony of Jesus.
所以在这里当他为耶稣做见证的时候，他是把一件一件一件的告诉我们，有这许许多多的领域我都还没有进入，我要追求。
We want to simply try to look and see what these things mean.
所以我们来看看到底这他讲的这个每一个领域是什么意思。
But before we begin, let's make three initial statements.
那在我们开始之前，我要讲三句话。
All of these statements, laying hold of, gaining Christ, being conformed to his death, are all fuller definitions of what it means to know him.
所以这三句话刚刚我们讲的，不管是我要得着基督也好，我要交通于他的苦难也好，这些都是讲到认识基督。
All of these things have to do with knowing him in his person, in his work, and in his glory.
所以这些的内容都是跟基督自己、跟他的荣耀、跟他的工作发生关系的。
Number two,
第二
，all of these things mentioned must be available to every Christian believer.
他所提的这每一个内容，都必须是每一个信耶稣的人都可以得到的。
These are not for just an elite, a few.Just for the apostles. No, it's for every Christian. These same things apply.
这些他所提的事情不是只有单单为使徒们预备的，为特殊材料预备的，乃是为着所有蒙恩的儿女预备的。
And the third, when you look over all of these statements,
第三，当你看到刚刚所提的这一些每一个领域，
they all involve something further and beyond our initial salvation and coming to the Lord.
每一个内容都远超过我们当初仅仅得救的这一个真理，这个开始的这个起步。
So tonight I want to take this testimony and break it into three parts.
我把刚刚我们讲的这些不同的领域分成三件事情来说。
Let's see what Paul is reaching out toward.
我们来一起看他想追求的是什么。
For the first, we look to the middle of this testimony in verse 12.
第一，我们先看第十二节。
Paul says, I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
十二节的下半节，他说我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的小字，所以得着我的，或做要我得着的。
The Lord Jesus laid hold of the Apostle Paul for a reason.
主耶稣抓住保罗这个人是为着一个目的。
And Jesus' initial statement was, I have called you for this purpose, for you to be a witness of the things which you have seen and will see.
所以我们在26章《使徒行传》读的那一段话，保罗自己告诉我们，主对他说，我向你显现，是要你做我的见证，把你所看见的与你将来所要看见的证明出来。
Paul immediately obeyed and began to witness in the synagogues that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以那个经历之后，保罗就开始顺服主对他所要求的，他就到一个一个的会堂里面去为耶稣做见证。
And as Paul obeyed and as Paul grew in the Lord, he became a teacher.He became an apostle.
所以他因着这样子顺服，他就变成一个好的老师，也变成一个忠心的使徒。
And so the Lord had laid hold of Paul to be a witness, a teacher, an apostle, a bondservant.
所以你可以看到他的保罗的忠心让他能够为基督做见证人。做老师做使徒来服侍神。
But is this really why the Lord Jesus apprehended the Apostle Paul?
但是这就是唯一的目的吗？
Does God need an Apostle Paul?
神真的需要一个保罗使徒保罗吗？
The Lord was after something more.
主要求的更高。
Now the only way for the Lord to bring him up into his higher calling was to show more of himself to this wonderful apostle.
所以你能够看出来主对他有更高的呼召为着一个目的就是让他对主自己有更深一层次的认识。
And so we understand that Jesus revealed himself again and again and again to the Apostle Paul.
所以你就能够看见主把他自己一次再次多次的不断的启示给保罗。
And the Lord revealed mysteries to the Apostle Paul that have been hidden in the heart of God since the beginning of time.
主就逐渐把那一些奥秘的事从创世以来隐藏的这些奥秘慢慢的一样一样启示给这一个使徒。
But everything that Paul saw of the mysteries of God was through the lens of Christ.
他所看见的奥秘都是从一个基督的这个镜头里面去认识去理解所看见的。
Now you know Paul's whole body of work. There's so many revelations Paul received.
所以你看他的书信里头，你就知道他的的确确得到很多很多神的启示。
But let's just mention a few.
举几个例。
Paul saw the revelation of the Godhead in Jesus Christ.
所以在基督里，他可以看到神的这一个神格。
When Paul met Jesus Christ, he met the Father. And when Paul met Jesus Christ, he met the Holy Spirit.
当保罗遇见基督的时候，他同时就遇见了父神。当保罗在遇见主耶稣的时候，他同时也认识了圣灵。
He said, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.In Christ Jesus the Lord.
所以他的书信里面就告诉我们这个神格一切的丰富都有形有体的住在基督里。
And then Jesus revealed himself within Paul.
然后主耶稣又把他自己启示在保罗的里头。
And then Paul had his great message to all the Gentiles. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他的书信又告诉所有的外邦人说，这个基督在你们里心里就是这个盼望的荣耀的盼望。
And then Paul, with all of his serving and all of his will and all of his strength, met his match when the cross of Jesus Christ broke him. And he came to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
所以在加拉太书第二章二十节，他碰到了这个核心的十字架。
When do you think it was that Paul saw our Romans chapter 8 destiny?
然后你猜他什么时候在了解在罗马书第八章他告诉我们的那一个目标是什么？神的目标，神的旨意。
At some point, Paul, looking in a mirror at the image of Christ, became aware of something.
当他在那一个 异象中看见基督的时候，那个异象给他一个亮光。
We have been predestined to be conformed to the image of this Christ, God's Son.
这个他了解到，神的永远的旨意乃是让我们被磨成他儿子的形象，这是神在我们身上要求的。
And God has chosen us, and God has called us, and God has justified us, and God will glorify us. What a revelation!
在这个八章里面，他告诉我们，神预先拣知道我们，拣选我们，称我们为义，叫我们得荣耀。
When he fellowshiped with the brothers and sisters, he saw that the church was Christ Jesus. And he was the head, and he was its life, and he was its direction. It was a spiritual living organism.
然后在以弗所书里面，他又能够告诉我们，基督是教会的元首，他是一切的丰富都在他里头。
And then God revealed to Paul how he would one day restore Israel.
然后主也启示给他，有一天。 他要让以色列能够再回来恢复。
And at the same time, God revealed to Paul that Gentiles and Jews were joint heirs in the kingdom of God together.
然后他又有这个启示，有一天不但犹太人，而且外邦人，两拨人能够在基督里面合而为一。
And Paul saw that the cross was the power of God to deal with Satan and the world, and our old man, and even our human wisdom.
他也在启示里面认识这一个基督的十字架能够对付这个世界，对付撒旦，对付肉体，还有这个人的智慧。
And if that weren't enough, Paul also saw the imminent return of the Lord Jesus and of the rapture.
如果刚刚所讲的还不够，你再往下读的时候，你还会发现，保罗有这一个耶稣基督再来的时候要发生的这些事，例如被提。Now,
coming into the excellency of such knowledge regarding Christ has to change your life.
所以，当你真的认识 基督的至宝这么宝贵的时候，他一定要把你的生命完全的改变。And
so the first conclusion we come to, and the first part of this testimony in Philippians chapter 3 is this.
所以我们讲了这么多，我们第一个结论是这个。What
is Paul's testimony?
保罗的见证是什么？
This is a pursuit of love.
这是一个爱的追求。He's
like the Shulamite woman running to try to find Solomon.
就像雅歌里面的，她是苏拉密女去追求那个王。
To know him is to love him.
要认识他的意思就是爱他。
What a wonderful testimony he has of this.
这是一个奇妙的见证。
He's absolutely captivated.
他被这一个爱完全的抓住了。
He's like Moses up on the mountain.
他像摩西到了山上。
You remember how much Moses loved Jehovah?
那个时候你知道摩西是多么的爱耶和华吗？
Up there on the mountain as he's interceding for Israel, he says, Oh Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways.
摩西的祷告在山上就是说，如果你爱我的话，求你把你的道路启示给我。
And the Lord said, I will show you my ways.
所以主就说，我要把我的路告诉你。
Then Moses said, Lord, show me your glory.
然后他说你主啊把你的荣耀启示给我。
And the Lord had to say, Moses, back off.
那耶和华对他说慢一点。
But you could see the love.
你可以看到他与神之间的爱。
Paul's was also a love pursuit of the Christ he had come to know.
所以你可以看到保罗也有同样的性质，他们都是追求神的爱的人。
How much...It's like David, who loved, had a heart for the Lord.
你看大卫也是这样的人。
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
我一生只有一件事，就是住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，寻求他。
Paul was captured.
保罗是一个被爱俘虏的人。
Are you captured?
你有被他俘虏吗？
I hope you have no small knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我盼望你不是只有这么一点点耶稣的。
The most excellent knowledge you will ever gain will be to discover who Jesus Christ is. That's Paul's testimony.
你能够得着那最宝贵的启示乃是你能够认识他的至宝性。
Now, how do we get to know him?
我们怎么能够认识他呢？
Maybe we should take one of these buildings here on this campus and make it a monastery. We can all go there and just read our Bible all day long and pray all day long to get to know God.
是不是我们把这个美丽的校园中的一幢楼变成一个这个叫做什么东西、啊、修道院，修道院，我们通通到那里面去，天天读圣经，天天祷告。
I see he hasn't spent much time in a monastery. and the weather is perfect.
这里天气那么好。
We go out into the trees or down to the ocean and we just seek God.
那你在森林里面或者在这个海滩上，我们天天寻求神。
Now, I want to tell you, this week is the best week they have all year here.
这个礼拜是他们一年中最美的一个礼拜。
And if you go to a monastery and you study the Bible, you will learn some things about Christ.
是你在修道院花一个礼拜在那里好好读经，你会得到一些事情。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
If you pray, you'll get to know Christ.
是你在那里祷告，你也可以认识基督。
But do you notice that Paul has learned over the years, there's three avenues by which we come to know and love the Lord.
但是你从保罗的身上你来看的话，有三条路或者三个方法来认识基督。
First, you always meet the living Lord on resurrection ground.
第一，你必须在遇见这位复活的基督，在这个基础上来认识他。
As we live our lives, as we serve the Lord, we want to know him.
在我们服侍主的这个经历路程上，我们盼望我们认识他。
But we get to know him in a moment of weakness.
但是你真的能够认识他是在你最软弱的时候。
Or in a time of failure.
或者在你失败的时候。
Or when we're feeling emptiness.
或者你觉得最空虚的时候
，or when our minds are anxious，
或者你的心思啊、好像找不到出路的时候
，that is to say when death has been working upon us until we meet him in resurrection power。
也就是说，这些不舒适的环境，好像一个死亡的气息。来到你的那里，然后你从那个死亡里面遇到这位复活的主。
It was in weakness that Paul met power.
在保罗的软弱里，他遇见了基督的能力。
Maybe in your family or maybe in your fellowship, you go through times where it seems like death is upon everything we're doing.
可能在你的家庭里，也可能在你的教会里头，你会遇到有一个光景，好像四周都是充满死亡的气息。
And suddenly in the midst of that, the Lord breathes upon it and brings resurrection life.
在那样好像死路没有出路的时候，你在那种环境中遇见主，主好像吹了一口复活的生命在你里面。
Now we like to meet the Lord in all kinds of ways by our own efforts and doings, but it's on resurrection ground Paul discovered, I have met the Lord.
所以我们当然每一个人客观的环境会不一样，但是他的基本原则乃是在各样的环境中你要遇见这位复活的主。
And Paul's also testifying, you know, we meet the Lord Jesus when we share in the fellowship of his suffering.
那么这我们在第三章读的这一段话就是说我们认识他是在交通于他的苦难里头来认识他的。
Now we suffer sometimes because of sin, but this is not what Paul's referring to.
当然有的时候我们受苦是因为我们犯罪受苦，这个不是保罗在这里所说的。
It's in fellowship with his sufferings that we find him.
这里保罗告诉我们的乃是交通于他的苦难我们来找到的基督。
Jesus said, the world will hate you because it hated me.
耶稣曾经告诉他的门徒，这个世界要恨你们，因为在恨你们以前，他们世界已经恨了我。
Have you ever suffered because you witnessed for Christ?
你有没有因为要为耶稣做见证而你被讥笑受了苦了？
Or have you ever suffered for righteousness' sake?
或者你因为要为着这个义为义受了逼迫了呢？
Rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven.
你要像主耶稣说的，要欢喜，因为在天上的赏赐是大的。
Have you ever learned obedience from the things that you suffer?
或者你有没有经历过？为要学顺服而你受了很多的苦呢？
How many of you think obedience is easy?
有多少人认为顺服很容易啊？
And especially if you have children, you realize obedience is very difficult.
尤其你有孩子，你就发现这个事情不好干。
The way the Lord does it says, here, take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
在你那个艰难的情况下，你能够记得主说，负我的轭，我的轭是容易的。
Now, how many of you have still a rash on your neck from the yoke, where the Lord taught you obedience and you suffered?
那么你们多少人脖子上已经有那个轭的留下来的那个记号，因为你负主的轭而遭到这么大的残忍的对待
？Have you ever suffered for His name's sake?
你有没有因为他的名而受苦呢？
Have you ever suffered for the sake of the body of Christ?
有没有你因着他的身体，他的教会而受苦呢？
Paul says, I do my part in filling up that which is lacking of the sufferings in the body of Christ.
保罗告诉过我们，他为着教会而受了那个补满基督患难的缺欠。
When you fellowship in his sufferings,You will meet the Lord who's closer than a brother.
如果你是为着教会来受苦的时候，你会发现主与你的亲近比一个弟兄，你的弟兄更亲近。
When you go through tribulations, you meet the God of all comfort.
当你遇见灾难的时候，你就会认识基督是那安慰，真能安慰我们的主。
He comes very close.
他离我们很近。
You touch his mercy.
因为你碰到他的怜悯。
When you were suffering, he never adds to your suffering.
当你受苦的时候，他不会加给你更多的苦。
He draws closer and closer.
他乃是来到你的身边，跟你很近很近。
Paul says, I have learned this.
因为保罗有这个经验。
Do you want to know the Lord?
你要认识他吗？
You will know in fellowship of his suffering.
所以你就会交通于他的苦难，认识他。
Even being conformed to the likeness of his death.
然后我们看到这个磨成他死的形状。
Why would the Lord want to conform us in the likeness of his death?
为什么主要我们磨成他死的形状上？
I thought he died so that we could all be happy.
我想我们都以为主耶稣为我们死，这个我们都很高兴的。
But we find those same things working in us that our brother, a son shared last night. Those seven steps of humility and obedience and sacrifice and even death.
但是我们昨天晚上孙弟兄交通的那一个基督怎么样谦卑他自己那个七个段落。
We are conformed in the likeness of his death.
我们就这样的学习来磨成在他死的形状上与他联合。
And you know, through that experience, we understand more about the Lord.
在那个经历里头我们对主的认识就更深一更深。
We understand his heart. We understand his feelings about things.
我们就可以明白他是怎么想的，他的感觉是什么。
It's hard to explain, but when you go through something, even unto death with the Lord, you understand things you never understood before.
只有在那样的一个过程中，你才能够了解基督一些事。一些感觉是你平常了解不到的。
I am part of a special fellowship of sufferers.
我是在这个受苦的这一个交通的里面有学习的人。
I did not ask to be part of this.
这不是我自己找来的。
But some.Over 30 years ago, my oldest son, the son I loved, his name was Dana, he died in a car crash.
30年前，我的所爱的一个儿子，也是我的长子，他的名字也叫 Dana, 他就因为一个车祸，丧命了。
So the Lord comforted me, but my soul was broken and devastated.
是主安慰了我，但是我的这个心因着儿子的去世，让我非常非常的伤心。
But through that, I have become part of a special fellowship.
但是经过那个经历之后，我就好像主就把我放在这一个特殊的团契里头了。
I travel to many places, and where I go all over the world, somebody comes up to me.Who heard, I lost a son, they lost a son or a daughter, and we are one.
我这些年在世界许多不同的地方讲到，在这个过程中，我就会碰到一些家庭，他们失去了儿子，失去了女儿，他们就跟我就有共同的语言，我们可以彼此安慰。
Now you see, they can pour out their heart to me.
他们可以把他心中的痛苦讲给我听。
I have no answer for them.
当然我没有答案可以告诉他。
But they are comforted.
但是因为我有相同的经验，我们就可以安慰他。
They just see that I'm still alive.
他看这个弟兄还活着，这个已经了不起了。
And we are fast bound together in an understanding that came out of this experience.
在这个特殊的经历里头，就跟有相似经历的人，我们好像能够绑在一起。
You understand what I'm saying?
你懂我讲什么吗？
Even in these kinds of times, we come to understand the Lord. Lord, now I understand why your heart was so heavy when everybody else was rejoicing. Now I see.
所以这种特殊的经历，别人可以欢笑快乐，我心里面觉得极大的痛苦。这个时候，我懂了一些事情，是我以前从来没有懂过的。
You are my witnesses.
主说，你们是我的见证人。
I am Christ Jesus.
我是耶稣基督。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you know me?
你认识我吗？
Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest tragedies in the world today are Christians who don't really know the Lord Jesus.
今天我们最大的悲剧就是我们基督徒并不认识我们的主。
You are my witnesses.
你们是我的见证。
Share the Lord you've come to experience.
你要把你所经历的基督跟别人一起分享。
So this is the first thing we say about the testimony. It's a testimony of love's pursuit.
所以这是第一个部分，我要让大家来看保罗是一个被爱所俘虏或者追求爱的一个使徒。
Here's the second thing we learn from his testimony.
那我讲第二个点，他的见证有什么？
We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
第二个部分就是我们每一个人都要站在基督的台前。
Paul in his testimony is very clear that there is a goal and there is a prize and there is a kingdom.And there are things to be done that attain this reward.
也就是说，我们有一天要来到他的台前，他的审判，他的奖赏，要在那一天发生。
Now, in this testimony in Philippians 3, we see it specifically in two places.
在这里有两处，第三章讲到这个问题。
The first, we have it here.If that I might attain to the out resurrection from among the dead.
十一节，或者我也得从死里复活，这是中文的翻译，但是英文有一个版本的翻译是，可以得着那上好的复活。
Now what is Paul talking about?
保罗在这里讲什么？
This isn't the resurrection.
他不是讲一般的所谓死里复活。
All Christians will be resurrected.
每一个圣徒都要死里复活的。
But what is this out resurrection?
那到底这里所讲的那个上好的复活是什么？
For those who understand the kingdom,
那些我们知道这个国度的人，
we see that there is a reward given to those who overcome and are faithful to their king.
我们就知道我们的主要赏赐那些对主忠心的人有一个奖赏的。
Turn to Revelation chapter 20.
你如果看启示录二十章，
We read these three verses which speak in different terms of this same out resurrection, here called the first resurrection.
在这个地方，约翰的表达是用第一次的复活或者上好的复活这个词。
Revelation 20 verse 4,
第四节二十章。
Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
第五节，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活。只等那1000年完了，在头一次复活的有份的，有福了，圣洁了， 第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同做王一千年。
Paul's testimony is that there is a kingdom, and that I serve a king, and that I want to attain unto the rewards in the kingdom.
保罗的见证乃是说，有一个国度，有一位王，如果我忠心地服侍他，这个王要奖赏我，我要得着那个奖赏。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know, this is a completely missing note of the gospel in the church worldwide.
这个点在今天世界各地的教会里头不讲的。
We're kind of embarrassed about rewards. Well, I don't want much reward. Just give me a little house over in the corner of heaven.
我们会有一个概念说，哎呀，我根本不需要为这些奖赏去拼老命，只要你将来给我一个小房间，我躲在那里就可以进神的国就可以了。
Now, after all, we're all saved, so we're all rewarded already by grace. What more is there really to do?
所以我们反正都因信称义，都已经得救了。不要讲什么奖赏的问题了。
This brother is faithful, this brother is unfaithful, what's the difference? They're both saved.
那不管这个有一个忠心的，有一个不忠心的，最后都得救了，就好了嘛。
Now, let me tell you something. Paul is striving for something that he sees is a wonderful goal.
但是保罗所看见的不一样，他觉得那里有一个目标是值得我们努力去追求的。
Some people say, well, I don't know about the millennium and the thousand years. I'll just sleep for a thousand years and then I'll go to heaven.
我才管不了那么多什么一千年不一千年的，我睡觉睡个一千年，然后我们都到天堂就好了嘛。
Paul says, you're wrong.
保罗说，你完全错了。
Now, brothers and sisters,Within the calling of every one of us is a destiny and a place of reward in the kingdom of God.
在我们每一个基督徒的呼召的里头，我们一定要知道有一个很清楚的目标，有一个奖赏是要给我们的。
To live and reign with Jesus in the kingdom is in your DNA.
那就是我们要与他同掌权，同作王，这是主在我们每一个基督徒的遗传基因里面放着的。
And if you miss your reward, you will have regret, deep regret. Your being has been aborted. Your purpose.Has been aborted.
如果你把这个东西丢掉了，那你这个人的存在就失去了意义。你有一点像被这个堕胎的人一样，失去了生命的意义。
A second fragment in this testimony is found in verse 14.
然后第十四节讲到一个另外重要的事。
Now listen to this. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Now let me break this down.
让我来分析一下。
I press toward the mark.
我向着标杆直跑。
That means that there's a finish line.
告诉我们有一个终点。
And once I cross the finish line, I get a prize.
如果我能够冲到那个终点，我就有奖赏。
And the finish line is upward toward the Lord.
那这个终点线呢，是一个向上。朝着神去的。
So within the calling of every Christian, there is a heavenly aspect and a higher calling to be pursued.
所以我们的呼召有一个性质是向上走的。
Again, we saw in the lives of even people in the Old Testament, like Abraham, He began following the God of glory and he ended up seeking a city built by God.
所以你看, 即便在旧约亚伯拉罕的身上, 你看到一个模式, 他在, 这个乌尔蒙召, 然后他开始出来跟随主, 最后他走的是一条, 他的目标是那个天上的耶路撒冷。
So beyond our vocation, beyond our service on this earth, there's yet a vocation and a calling upward.
虽然我们在地上，我们都有我们地上的职业工作， 但是你会发现，神给我们的呼召是天召，去的方向是到神在那个永远里面为我们预备的。
You remember the writer of Hebrews, he exhorted the Jewish Christians, you are partakers of a heavenly calling. And that heavenly calling is toward Jesus, your apostle and high priest who sits enthroned there. That's part of your calling.
所以你去读希伯来书的时候，希伯来书的作者就提醒那些希伯来的基督徒，你们。 我们都是同盟天召的这一群人，天召。
This matter of kingdom is a most wonderful revelation. And to serve the king is a most wonderful responsibility.
所以我们这个呼召是跟一个国度有关，一个王国有关系的。而这个王国里面有一位王，是我们要侍奉的，这是我们一生最重要的事。
Why is it that nobody talks about rewards in the kingdom?
为什么今天很少人讲到在国度里面的奖赏呢?
Jesus talked about it.
耶稣讲这件事的,
He says, listen, store up your treasures in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
耶稣自己鼓励他的门徒说,你们要先求他的国与他的义,把你们的财宝藏在天上。
And we get a wonderful understanding of rewards like crowns and a rod of ruling and thrones and positions and cities and all such things.
所以你在圣经里面你能够找到这些跟国度有关的词汇，比如说宝座，比如说那个杖，也提到冠冕，这些词汇都是跟掌权。
So we know from 2 Timothy, don't we, that Paul knew he had a race to run, and he had a fight to fight, and he had a faith to keep, and that there was a crown waiting for him.
在保罗的书信里，他告诉我们，我们当打的仗要一个美好的仗要打，一个要守的道要守，要跑的。 路要跑，然后有一个公义的冠冕为我们存留，这是讲得很清楚的。But
when we see the burden that Paul is, Paul's testimony in Philippians chapter 3,
你在这本腓立比书第三章，你还可以看见。We
don't want to get distracted by the rewards.
当然，我们不要被这些奖赏把我们的眼目拉开了。
You know, what kind of crown is your crown? Do I get a Chinese crown?
What do I? I don't know.
What is the main point that Paul is making about kingdom rewards?
他的重点到底在哪里?
You gain Christ.
他的重点是,
That's your reward.
你得着基督。
My goal is God Himself.
我的目的乃是神自己。
Do you see that?
你看见这个点吗?
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
有诗歌说, 从前要的是祝福, 现在要的是主。
You know, Paul's talking about a marriage here.
保罗在这里讲的是一个婚约。
This is a wonderful reward.
这是非常奇妙的奖赏。
All right. But then the third matter we find in this testimony of Paul.
那第三个部分是什么?
Not only is it a pursuit of love,
它不但是一个爱的追寻,
and not only is it an awareness that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
也不但是我们每一个人都要站在基督的台前。
You remember Paul said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
这是哥林多前书第三章所说的。
He says, you know, I want to be sure I build by the Christ standard and build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ gold, silver, precious stones. I don't want to build wood, hay, and straw. No!Because I will be judged before the judgment seat of Christ upon that building, and I want us to build it the right way. And we need to build the church the right way.
所以他在哥林多前书三章表有一个表态，他说我要用金银宝石来建，我不要用草木和谐来建，因为到那天受审判的时候，所有的草木和谐都站不住的。
All right. So now the third thing.
那现在我们要看第三个点。
Sorry, I'm talking so long.
抱歉，讲得太长了。
Here's the third thing. Paul sees in his testimony of pursuit that the Lord is near.
第三个点就是讲到我们所追求的这位主很近了。
Is this your testimony?
这是你的见证吗？
The more and more you know the Lord, the closer he is.
你越认识他，他就越近。
We shared last time that Paul says, "Have a gentle spirit, rejoice." And again, I say, "Rejoice." The Lord is near.
因为他，我们上一堂提到的，他说，在四章的第五节，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
And so, in Paul's pressing forward, you get the sense of somebody who's stretching out as a witness, who sees something just beyond the veil there. And it's almost there, and he's reaching out toward because the Lord is coming so soon.
因为他对主的认识是这样的亲密，所以他能够看到在那个不远的距离里头，主就在那个角落上了，马上就到了，他有这种紧迫性。
So the Lord would have us to be witnesses.
所以主要我们做这样的一个证人。
Even like John the Apostle.
你看使徒约翰。
John saw something.
他看见了一些事情。
Something unseen.
他看到我们看不到的。
He heard something.
他听见。
What did he hear?
他听见什么?
Three times.
他讲了三次。
Behold, I come quickly.
他说我看到我马上就来。
And how did he respond?
那他怎么反应呢?
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，快来。
That's a testimony.
这是他的见证。
I see him.
因为我看见他。
Come.
来啊。
That's Paul.
这是。
I'm stretching out.
这是保罗的见证。
I see him.
我看见了。
The Lord is near.
主就马上到了。
I'm within grasp.
马上抓得到了。
This higher calling.
这是一个高的呼召。
It's not out of reach.
这不是摸不到的。
It's just a little further extension.
你只要伸一伸手就抓住了。
And I'll gain the Lord.
我要得着基督。
It's that close.
是这么的近。
Now you'll notice that this is the atmosphere of the whole letter to the Philippians.
这是整个腓立比书的那一个气氛。
Do you know there's a unique phrase regarding his coming in this letter to the Philippians? It's used three times.
他有一个特殊的词讲了三次。
Do you know what it is?
知道吗?
The day of Christ.
基督的日子。
He only uses it here in Philippians.
他只有在腓立比用过这个词。
And it's referring to the day that the Lord establishes his messiahship and his throne and marries his bride. That's the day of Christ.
这个基督的日子他所用的这个特别的词是指到他在这个地上建立基督的国然后有他的羔羊的婚宴。
And so Paul is evaluating everything in terms of the day of Christ.
所以他对所有事情的估价都是根据于这一个基督的日子。
Look in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6.
一章六节。
For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ.
他说我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
The time frame the Lord has begun and he'll complete it by the day of Christ.
所以他都开始的善功有一天就是基督的日子要完成。
In chapter 1 verse 10,
第十节
He's talking about them gaining some knowledge and discerning love.
他说
And then he says, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
使你们能够分辨什么是他的上好做诚实无过的人直到基督的日子。
Paul wants those saints to remain sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
所以保罗盼望这些圣徒们能够保守他们单纯对主的心一直到基督的日子。
That's the bride that has been espoused to the Lord. Keep sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
这是基督的心腹他在基督回来的时候能够完美无瑕疵。
And then in Philippians chapter 2, verse 16.
然后第二章十六节。
Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
So, let's summarize here. In this passage in Philippians 3 from verses 7 through 14, Paul witnesses three things.
所以我们做一个总结。在这一段第三章的圣经里面讲到他要追求的他有三件重要的事。
Number one,
第一件。
Jesus Christ is altogether lovely, and I'm pursuing him out of love for him.
我们的主耶稣基督是最美的一位我因为爱他所以我就追求他
Number two
第二
Jesus is my blessed king and I want to serve him faithfully until I receive my reward and gain Christ
耶稣基督是我的王我要服侍他这个王忠心地服侍他我要得着王给我的奖赏
Third,
第三,
I want to testify of something I see just around the corner. He is near.
我要做一个见证，他就在前面了。我要告诉大家，他很近很近。
Which takes us back to Isaiah 43. Behold, I'm about to do something new. Will you see it?
然后你就回到以赛亚书的43章。耶和华说我要做新的事情
You are my witnesses and I am God
你们是我的见证我是耶和华
When the church stands and says Maranatha come Lord Jesus he will come
所以当教会站在一起向他表明 Maranatha 主啊你要再来愿你快来
NowDoes all this seem like it's too far off for you? Like it's well beyond your grasp? Way in another, Paul lives in another zone?
今天晚上这篇信息你听完之后是觉得这个东西好像离你非常遥远、这是另外一个境界的事情吗
I just ask you one question.
那我就要问你一个问题
It's a hymn that we sing.
这是一首诗歌我们唱的
Have you heard him, seen him, known him? Is not yours a captive heart?
你认识他，听见他，看见他吗？
Are you captured by him?
你有被他俘虏吗？
Do you say with the disciples, where else can we go?
你能够向门徒对主耶稣说不跟从你还跟从谁呢
If that's the case then you're nearer than you think
如果你有这个祷告你离他比你想象的更近
The Lord is so gracious so merciful
我们的主是满有恩典满有怜悯
Now we may never have the knowledge nor the ministry of the Apostle Paul, But we can have the same heart.
虽然我们每个人不会有跟保罗一样的使命工作，但是我们可以跟他有一样的心，心智。
When Mary anointed Jesus' feet, this ministry was a little ministry, but she is recorded as having received her reward.
玛利亚用香膏抹主，这件事情本身很小，但是在主的眼里，这件事情是能够得他的奖赏的侍奉。
Do you know that kingdom rewards do not just go to people who do great things like the Apostle Paul?
国度的奖赏不是每一个人都必须像保罗一样做这么伟大的工作才会得着的。
Kingdom rewards go to he who was faithful in little things.
这一个国度的奖赏是赐予那些在小事上忠心的人。
Hear the Lord Jesus speak. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in little things. Now I will make you faithful in great.
因为主耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，你在小事上忠心，我要在把大的事情交给你。
Now if you feel like this testimony of Paul's is beyond your reach,I want to remind you that God has made full provision for every believer to reach their goal.
如果你感觉今天晚上的信息对你来讲太遥远、太艰难的话，我要这样子说：主为着让我们能够达到他为我们定的这个目标，他给我们有足够的恩典、足够的能力。只要你凭信心支取，就是你的。
All who are born of the Spirit have entered the kingdom of God.
每一个重生的基督徒已经进入了神的国。
Full provision for abundant entry into the kingdom has already been provided for you, according to the Apostle Peter. Just keep on increasing.
所以因着你我已经进入了这一个神的国，所以神为着那一个更高的呼召就预备了足够的恩典给我们每一个在这个国度中的人向前追求，得到这个奖赏。
Don't say to yourself, well, I can't love Jesus like Paul loved Jesus.
你不要说我不能像保罗那样爱主。
The same agape of GodThat was shed into Paul's heart has been shed into our hearts, and we can agape because he first agaped us.
因为我们所得着神的爱，跟保罗所得到的神的爱是一模一样的。
Everybody has a calling in the body of Christ, and within that calling, there is the higher calling.Up toward the Lord.
我们每一个在基督里的人都有神的这一个呼召，而在这个呼召的里面有一个成分是向上头来的呼召，天召。
The Lord has given us not only signs of the kingdom and clues of the kingdom, but witnesses to help us run the race looking unto JesusWho is the author and can finish that race?
所以这个呼召你要从这个我们为我们信心创始成终的耶稣身上来得着一切我们所需要的，他可以让我们每一个人都能够达到那个目标。
There is a cross for you.Where all strain, worry, and unbelief are swallowed up in blessed hope. It's not about you. He is faithful.
神为我们每一个人都预备了一个十字架， 在这个十字架的里面，他给我们一切的恩典与力量，我们不要看自己，看他，他给我们一切所需要的。
This is not out of reach.
这不是遥不可及的。
The kingdom is within grasp.
因为国度就在你可以抓到的范围里头。
The king is in the doors.
因为这个国王已经在门里了。
Are you a witness of that?
你能为这个做见证吗？
And I have one more thing to say to you.
还有一个点。
There is an abiding place for you. Jesus has gone and prepared it for you. And he's coming to receive you unto himself.
主答应他的门徒，包括你，在天上为你预备一个住处，而且他要回来接你到那个住处。
Nobody made it clearer than the Apostle Paul that we don't look to ourselves to be faithful, but we look to him, the faithful one. He has begun and he will finish.
所以保罗鼓励我们，他说我们注目在他的身上，他能够保证他所开始的工作一定完成。
Now, we are witnesses.
那我们就为这个来做见证。
What's the Lord doing?
他做什么呢？
What's happening right now?
现在正在发生什么呢？
Do you see it under an open heaven?
你在这个敞开的天里面看见了吗？
Then bear witness of it, and it will come to pass.
如果我们为这个做见证，这件事情就要实现了。
You are my witnesses, and I am God.
你们是我的见证人，我是耶和华神。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can cast all our care upon you.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，我们能够把我们所有担心的事都交给你。
Lord, that which we have come to know about you has caused us to be captured by your love.
我们今天所提的每一件事情关乎你的，主啊，你来用你的爱俘虏我们。
But now we want to lay aside every encumbrance and the sins that beset us and run the race looking unto Jesus.
我们愿意把所有容易那些重担容易缠绕我们的罪，我们通通把它放下来，让我们定睛在你的身上。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，快回来。
Perfect your work among us.
让你的工作在我们身上成功。
Prepare us against the day of Christ.
预备我们迎接那个基督的日子。
We pray in Jesus, our Messiah, the King's name.
我们乃是奉弥赛亚，我们的王耶稣基督的尊名祷告。